I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haitian President René Préval has named a new prime minister. This comes amid a political crisis marked by soaring food prices and fuel shortages. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says, in 40 years of ministry there, she's never seen it this bad. They need 24 batteries to keep their inverter going, and they need the inverter because...
to keep the clinic and the food program functioning gives us the opportunity to share God's blessing every time we have a patient in front of us in the clinic, every time we're providing food for people that have no other way of getting it.
Next, the devastating aftershock in China is making a bad situation there worse. But that situation also may allow Living Water International to help. Jerry Wiles recently returned from China and describes the problem.
We were briefed by the Ministry of Water Resources and people dealing with agricultural things. The best we can determine, there's probably 300 million farmers in China that are without access to clean, safe drinking water. With the earthquake now, that's devastating.
The focus on water filtration and other immediate water issues. Wiles says because the need is urgent, he's asking Christians to begin praying that they can begin helping. And this year, E3 Partners is sending more short-term missions teams to Ecuador, where paganism and socialism are on the rise. 12 teams will travel to Ecuador, where they'll serve in medical missions and encourage indigenous church-planting leadership. An animistic form of socialism could easily spread to Ecuador from Cuba and Bolivia, since the country elected a socialist president just a year and a half ago. Pray that the Ecuadorian church would be grounded in truth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.